A probable cause affidavit says 28-year-old Brian Koberger traveled to Clarkston just hours after the alleged murders of four University of Idaho students in mid-November. I'm Mia Carlson reporting. The documents also state that cell phone records indicate that he was in the area of King Road at least a dozen times leading up to the stabbings. Koberger is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary in the case. He is accused of killing Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Ethan Chapin, and Zanna Kernodal at a residence in the 1100 block of King Road in the early morning hours of November 13th. In addition, male DNA was reportedly found on a button snap of a tan leather knife sheath, which was found laying on the bed next to Mogan's right side. The sheath was later processed and had K-Bar, USMC, and the U.S. Marine Corps Eagle Globe and Anchor insignia stamped on the outside of it. That's according to the affidavit. That male DNA allegedly left at the scene was matched up with garbage collected December 27th from the Pennsylvania home where Koberger's parents live. The Idaho State Crime Lab determined via testing the following day that the sheath DNA matched Koberger's father's DNA found on the trash, according to the documents. Officials track Koberger's travel and say that the route of his phone during the early morning hours of November 13th and the lack of phone reporting to AT&T between 2:47 a.m. and 4:48 a.m. is, quote, consistent with Koberger attempting to conceal his location during the quadruple homicide that occurred at the King Road residence, unquote. He reportedly traveled to the Lewis-Clark Valley in his white Hyundai Elantra and obtained coffee from a Port of Clarkston drive-thru and then shopped at the Clarkston Albertsons. Surveillance footage obtained from the store showed Koberger exit the car at approximately 12:49 p.m. Interior surveillance camera showed Koberger walk through the store, purchase unknown items at checkout, and leave at approximately 1:04 p.m., according to the documents. Additional analysis of records for the phone indicated that between approximately 5:32 p.m. and 5:36 p.m., cellular resources were utilized that provided coverage to the town of Johnson. The phone then stops reporting to the network from approximately 5:36 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. That is consistent with the phone being in the area that the 5458 phone number traveled in the hours immediately following the suspected time the homicides occurred, the affidavit says. Koberger made his first appearance in Latah County Court this morning. Be sure to follow KOZE News on Facebook for further updates. I'm Mia Carlson reporting.